Did you know you can easily grow your own ginger at home?
Buy one organic ginger at your local market.
Take a small plate, add some water and place your ginger in there. Spray some water every day to keep it humid. After a few weeks, it will start creating these sprouting eyes. Take a small pot of 4 liters, add some clay balls for drainage and add some soil. Make some space in the middle to plant your ginger rhizome. Cover back without compressing and leave 1 or 2 sprouting eyes out of the soil. And water.
Keep it inside like an indoor plant and plant out in a bigger pot outside when there is no frost anymore. It will develop lots of new stems. Just one ginger rhizome can produce 10 new ones or even more.
Enjoy growing and harvesting your fresh ginger. Green love to you.
I'm going to show you how to make the Dakota fire hole.
First, you want to dig a hole in the ground about 1 foot or 1.5 feet deep. The deeper you dig, the more concealed your fire will be. Now you want to dig a second hole about 1 foot or so next to the first one. This is going to be the air intake hole, and for optimal airflow, you want it to be upwind of the fire hole. I'm going to use some milkweed to read the wind direction so I know where to dig. Dig the hole slanting downward toward the bottom of the fire hole because we got to connect them underground. Dig as far as you can with your shovel, and then what I like to do is cut a stick with a slant at the bottom and then pound it through with a bigger log. And then bore it out a little bit more to make it bigger. This hole doesn't have to be that big. And then start your fire. This fire is very efficient at burning wood. Once it gets hot, it creates very little smoke. This is a good fire to use in very windy conditions, which is why the Native Americans used it in the prairies, also to avoid grass fires. Very efficient way to cook food and heat water, and it's hard to see this fire from a distance if you need to hide.
Joel Abraham checks the fuel level on what's become a necessity for businesses in South Africa, a generator to keep the lights on as rolling blackouts persist. Without power, the cold storage fridges at this morgue won't work, sometimes forcing Joel to bury the dead quicker than usual.
The unforeseen overheads that are stretching almost every day, because the budget itself, let's say hypothetically you are telling yourself to run a business of this nature near about 10,000 rands a week. Because of the power cuts, it's now double that, because now you gotta inflate your expenditures.
These are the worst power cuts in 16 years, leaving large parts of the country without electricity for 10 hours or more a day. The cause? Old and badly maintained facilities, poor management and allegations of corruption at the state-owned power utility Eskom.
More than $10 billion worth of contracts given by the power utility to companies have been red flagged, suspected of being corrupt. Graft at Eskom has made the power cuts worse, and critics say very little has been done to fix it.
Just a handful of senior management at Eskom have been investigated and arrested.
And now, persistent load shedding.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has declared a state of disaster to tackle the crisis. But critics say it's purely administrative and will do little to help. A new Minister for Electricity is being appointed alongside the already existing Minister for Energy. Skeptics say it will only cause further confusion. Meanwhile, the power utility CEO has resigned. Investigative journalist Kyle Cohen has written extensively about what he calls the sabotage of Eskom.
There's physical sabotage and there's sabotage in the boardroom. People are physically breaking down power stations, cutting down pylons, adding rocks into coal, trying to cause power stations to break down, either to secure contracts or because of ideological motivations. In the boardroom, there are a series of incidents, you know, trying to target the executive of Eskom, trying to make them look bad.
Some say there's a lack of political will to end the power cuts. Meanwhile, businesses like Joel struggle to keep running while thousands of other small businesses have already shut their doors. Fameeda Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.